So, Millsy.
Well, just think.
No joke.
You had the stew last night, or you had the big lasagna. You're actually going to be able to run your car the next day. Well, is that how it's going to work? Michelle Culler's going to tell us about the poo-powered car. And she's joining us now. She's with QUU. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Baz. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michelle. Sounds like a terrific idea. The Queensland Urban Utilities have come up with a poo vehicle, which is, I'm gathering, you don't just wank. You don't, don't whack.
That's another sort of power mill.
So you don't just whack into the tank. You obviously have to do something to it.
Yes, that's right. It doesn't literally run on poo. It runs on electricity that we generate from sewage at our treatment plant.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, it's basically we produce our own electricity at the plant with our cogeneration unit. So it sounds a bit technical, but when sewage sludge breaks down, it creates biogas. So we capture that biogas in our big cogeneration unit and we use that to drive an engine, which creates electricity.
Yeah, and what would the car smell like as far as driving down the road and getting caught behind it?
Well, it's not a stinker. There's no smell at all. It runs on electricity and it's a great little car. It's quite nippy. We had the stink on hand at the launch yesterday to do a hot lap. Mm. And he said it ran really well, left a few skid marks.
Very good, Michelle. You've called it, not the stig, the stink. That's very clever. I had visions of you needing the most gigantic magic tree hanging from the rear vision mirror because of the emissions. But you reckon nothing like that?
Well, it's actually very good for the environment because we're harnessing the power of poo. It's renewable energy, so it reduces our greenhouse gas emissions, and it's also much cheaper to run.
So do you think we'll get to the stage where people will be able to produce their own fuel?
Well, who knows what the future holds. Yeah, that's right. If you're flushing the toilet all the time and generating a lot of sewage. But we've got an unlimited supply of sewage at our treatment plant. We've got about 300,000 people flushing their toilets in that catchment. So we've got an unlimited supply. And you know, just think when busy people are flushing their loo, they could be helping power our little poo car.
That's incredible. Well, when will we see one in this part of the world? Do you think the first poo-powered vehicle?
Well, that would be great, wouldn't it, if other utilities around Australia did the same thing. But at the moment, we've just got our one in Brizzy, and we're hoping it'll turn a few heads as it's out and about on the street.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, good luck to you. The Queensland Urban Utilities in the first poo car. Good luck to you.
Great. Thanks, Stephen Bass.
Well, Michelle Culver. And, well, that's just different. I never thought I would have lived to see that.
Certainly. Hey, seriously. You wouldn't want to come in brown, would you?
No.
You'd want white or something like that.